At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm CM Baker. In Dallas County, being accused of marijuana possession could land you a night in jail, but that'll change Friday when the county begins its new cite and release program. Under cite and release, officers can issue a court summons to someone caught with less than 4 ounces of marijuana. The idea is to free up officers to focus on violent crimes. Now, the program doesn't decriminalize marijuana. People with outstanding warrants or who violate probation will still be arrested. And if an accused person is issued a citation, he or she still has to show up in court and may face jail time. So far, Dallas is the only city in the county to participate in cite and release. Houston, San Antonio, and Austin have similar programs. Her lawyer says a former special education director with the Texas Education Agency is still deciding whether to fight her termination from the job. The agency said it fired Lori Cash last week after employees at a prior job in an Oregon school district filed a civil lawsuit alleging Cash covered up the sexual abuse of a 6-year-old. However, the Texas Tribune reports Cash believes she was fired because she reported the TEA to the federal government the day before her termination. A federal complaint with the U.S. Education Department alleges the TEA illegally awarded a $4.4 million no-bid contract to a company to analyze private records of students receiving special education services. Cash was fired from the TEA after just 3 months on the job. In today's Vital Signs, it's estimated 660,000 Texans aren't aware they have diabetes. But far more don't know just how at risk they are for the disease. I talked about pre-diabetes with Dr. Luigi Meneghini, head of Parkland Hospital's Global Diabetes Program.
What has happened is that your pancreas is unable to make enough insulin to completely normalize your blood sugars. And when we measure those blood sugars, that blood glucose, we find it to be abnormal. I'll say slightly abnormal because it's not quite to the level of diabetes, but it's not within the normal level. Often, individuals who have prediabetes also have elevated blood pressure. They may have elevated cholesterol. They may have other risk factors that predispose them down the line of having a heart attack or a stroke. It is found more commonly in individuals as they get older, as they gain weight. Certain individuals from certain ethnic or racial profiles is probably not a great word, but are at increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Women who have had diabetes in pregnancy are at increased risk of type 2 diabetes. And so all of those are individuals that are at risk of having this condition, which is not quite diabetes, but not quite normal glucose, and therefore labeled as pre-diabetes.
When this occurs, are there symptoms that would indicate this?
With prediabetes, there are usually absolutely no symptoms whatsoever.
So how do you find out that someone has it?
And this is an issue because of the probably 6 million people who have prediabetes in Texas, 90% of them do not know they have it. And the way that you find out is you identify whether you are a person at high risk. Are you over 45 years of age? Are you overweight or obese? Do you have a brother, a sister, a parent who has type 2 diabetes? Are you a woman who had diabetes during pregnancy? And if you fall into one or more of these categories, you should get tested. It's relatively simple. It's an easy blood test, and you can get either a diagnosis of prediabetes, diabetes, or hopefully a normal value.
If you are found to have prediabetes, can you do something about it to prevent lapsing into type 2?
Absolutely. If you're found to have prediabetes, you have about a 4% risk per year of going on to developing full-blown diabetes. However, having prediabetes shouldn't be a sentence. It's an opportunity because it's an opportunity for an individual to change their lifestyle, become healthier, start exercising, losing some weight, and not only the individual, but that individual's family. And I think it's for many people who find out that they have prediabetes, it's an opportunity to really change their health around for the long term.
So then what can you do to prevent prediabetes?
Very simple. Very simple to say, not so simple to do. But there are a number of strategies that can be used, and there's a number of actually diabetes prevention programs that can be accessed. The CDC has recently approved a certified diabetes program, which now Medicare will pay for. And there are groups such as the YMCA within Dallas County that offers a diabetes prevention program. Parkland also works with Baylor Scott & White, with the Wellness Center down close to the Hatcher Station. And they have also a certified diabetes prevention program. What do these programs do? They get people together. They encourage them towards behavior change. Behavior change meaning trying to get them to be more physically active, 150 minutes of walking per week, trying to get some weight loss, about 5 or 10% of their body weight, trying to eat healthier, so favor fruits, vegetables, as opposed to some of the fast foods or highly fat and high sugar foods that there are available. And those things, if applied correctly and in a sustainable manner, can prevent going from pre-diabetes to diabetes very effectively.
Dr. Meneghini, thank you for being with me.
Sam, it's always a pleasure.
Dr. Luigi Meneghini heads the Global Diabetes Program at Parkland Hospital System and is a professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern Medical Center. You can find a link to Parkland's health awareness campaign and website about diabetes at kerranews.org. Though the month isn't over yet, North Texas is logging one of its warmest Novembers on record. According to the Dallas Morning News, we've had 17 days of above normal temperatures. The average November temperature for the Dallas-Fort Worth area is about 56 degrees, but this year, the average temperature for November has been about 62. Last November was the warmest on record. That average got up to about 63 degrees. Well, in the forecast today, a high around 77 under sunny skies, overnight low near 54, tomorrow's high near 74. It's 54 degrees in Dallas, 62 in Fort Worth.